P-R-A...
No problem. Forget about it.
But I don't. I like it when people say...
But I love that circle. I love that the way... that's what's beautiful about language in my poems that nobody reads or understands.
But that's very literary, I guess, what you were saying.
That's right.
And maybe nobody doesn't... It sounds
people don't
just great
care
to me.
Well, there's a bit of... there's still a bit of literariness about...
No.
But I mean, this civilized conversation must go into those.
Where do you find this marvelous civilized conversation except here?
Here and
that's right.
Torcello with the waiters.
Shirley, do you think that when you're speaking in Italian, that there's a change in your way of being?
Being. Stop me.
Yes, of course. Yes,
could
of course there is.
Tell me what
language
that is.
Defines.
It's hard, even to explain, but. It changes your personality.
It does,
see, your temperament.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't mean I become a werewolf, but one become. It's a very receptive language, and when you respond in that, you respond. A part of you responds that you hardly knew existed before.
Even in my fractured Italian, when I'm talking with the waiters, or when I'm talking with people in the inn, I suddenly become animated in a certain strange it's a sort of an animation.
I think the opening of the vowels opens the throat, opens the upper, the palate, the heart. Mm. I think there's actually a physical change.
Yes, I do think so.
That changes your way temporarily, perhaps.
Yes. My favorite word, I love allora.
Allora.
Allora. Allora.
E allora.
Ecco, e allora, ecco. You suddenly cannot say ecco. You have to say ecco. And allora, ma.
E allora.
And ma.
But aren't you more open when you say it than yes, I guess
yeah,
so?
Yeah, oh, I am. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I
yeah
guess so is all kind of narrow.
Oh, my soul is over there. I mean, it's crippled as it is, but I mean, it's over there.
Oh, Ned.
No, truly, truly, truly. I mean, my Italian sucks, as they say. Not a high-level conversation, but it's awful.
Desperately, we need more wine. Just a second.
No, there's more wine right here.
Well,
right here.
It looks like two drops. I don't want to.
We'll get some more. Fear not. Fear the not. I will see to all.
Will you mastermind that?
I will mastermind it in my own.
Well.
But that word is beautiful, allora.
Allora.
Dunque.
I love dunque. There was a time, a year or so, when all I wanted was dunque. Because
yeah.
I thought, if you could say dunque in a sentence, you could talk Italian. Because you had,
you could.
Because you had expressed something, and then you can go on to the next thought.
Well, and then it's therefore. Yeah. We've done this, and dunque.
E dunque.
Because all those things happen, mm-hmm, now we're going to do
isn't
this.
Isn't that marvelous to have a conversation like this? It just makes my day. I can go to school, clean the toilet tomorrow, and put Clorox in the loo, and clean the floors, and get the kids in, and
you.
I will remember this conversation. It's really very,
isn't
very
nice,
very
ennobling.
Like
who are taking part.
But I can't have these conversations.
And you
are
such a wonderful presence, Phyllis. You listen, and you... It's just lovely. What a nice...
I have something to add or subtract from what you're saying. My daughter, Emmy's roommate at college, is a woman named Susie Littlefield, and does garden. She must have gotten a magna on her. She wrote about a Japanese garden for a thesis. I remember it because we've talked about it.
She lived in Japan.
No, she'd never been.